may as well just do that. How was your performance tonight?
Well, I taught a class tonight called How to Be a Sex Goddess in 101 Easy Steps for 80 women through the Learning Annex, and it was very wonderful. It was a great group of women.
80 women?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's a lot. Is that the usual number? Do you usually have that many?
Well, in this particular class, I do lots of different classes and workshops. So this is a three-hour one. On Saturday, I'll be teaching a nine-hour class. And last week, I taught a three-day class. And I've taught actually week-long workshops. So it depends how deep we're going. Luckily, sex is a fascinating, interesting, multifaceted, diverse topic. So I've never run. I have too little time.
Have you got people helping you? The like transformation facilitators from the video, that type of thing.
Well, I have friends helping. Yeah.
How to give 80 women in attention
tonight? Well, actually, my friend Shannon Bell came tonight. She was in a film called Nice Girls Don't Do It, which is a film about female ejaculation by Kathy Damon.
Right.
And so she actually got up on the table and put a speculum in, and everyone could look at her cervix and G-spot, and it was very nice.
It was very nice. Ejaculated
for the class, you know. It was very...
To wild applause.
Well, no, it was... Everyone was pretty cooled out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a captivated audience.
You know, after seeing the Sluts and Goddesses, I sort of would describe your approach as a holistic way of accessing the women's sexual and erotic energy. And would you describe it like that? I mean, there's that holistic kind of aspect to it all.
Yeah. I find there's so many aspects to sex that I try to embrace all the different aspects, and I believe everyone's at the right place and right time in their sexual evolution, and that there are no mistakes with sex, that, you know, there's so many different types of sex. If I learned one thing, it's just that, you know, there's thousands of types, you know, and holistic, yeah, because I use sex to go into deep meditations and altered states, and I use sex as a healing tool. So I like to think of holistic meaning the whole picture.
Yeah. And especially the way the video starts off, too, with the facial mask and the body clay and the seaweed and breathing and kind of trying to organize the whole body for... to focus on the sensuality or the erotic. And just the way the video kind of led up into things, and then the way it ended up with a really kind of soft masturbation meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, wow, what an approach. Because, you know, afterwards I was listening to the audience, and there were a number of people who were saying, oh, a five minute orgasm, no way. And but I just thought, well, you know, you've been doing this for 20 years. And again, like this holistic way, and what you were saying too, the voiceover about, you know, this, you're not just having an orgasm in your genitals, this is happening everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that comes from working with the breathing mainly, and with the mind, you know, the intention, and building my capacity for pleasure, and certainly expanding my concept of what orgasm is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was having a lot of clitoral and vaginal or G-spot orgasms. At the same time, I was having this kind of big breath energy orgasm. And like tonight in my class that I taught, I had a really nice energy orgasm where I didn't even touch my genitals at all. I just breathed into kind of orgasm, and it was strong, you know, and people could really feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're capable of a lot more in our sexualities than most people know.
Mm-hmm. When did you start teaching, or like the performing in workshops? And
Well, I've been performing, I guess, about, I took a couple of workshops. I was really inspired by Betty Dodson's workshop, which is called Body Sex, I believe. It's a women's masturbation workshop. And then I took a workshop with Jawala, who's a tantric sex teacher, and she introduced me to the spiritual side of sex. And I was never a spiritual person at all till I realized spirituality could be sexual.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too when you made that balance happen.
So I had taken a few workshops and was really inspired, and then I did a workshop at the Wise Woman Center, which is a women's center in Woodstock, New York, and we did a kind of big ritual where you would cast off old roles that are no longer useful and take on new roles. And I took on the role of teacher, which was this big, scary thing to do.
Wow.
And those rituals really work, because at the end of the ritual, the woman who ran that center asked me to teach a workshop, so which was pretty terrifying, because it was so much easier just being a party girl, you know. Teaching has its rewards.
And the responsibility factor, too, where you've got many pairs of eyes riveted to what you're doing and the ears listening to what you're saying. And
yeah.
Well, do you like it on the whole? I guess I'm using the word performing because I wasn't sure exactly what word you use.
Well, teaching really is like performing.
Yeah. So we could use.
Of course, when I was a prostitute, I mean, I was always teaching the men. Totally. Prostitutes are, a lot of them are sex teachers.
And I guess there's something, some aspect of performing happening there too.
Yeah, that's true.
What about
in the best sense of the word?
With the video now, the collaborative aspect. Now, when I was talking to Marie, and she gave me a few more of the technical side of things, the archival stuff and the editing, and I was just kind of wondering your perspective as the performer.
Well, I was working a lot with the actors. It's all women in the video. I think there are 12 performers other than myself. So we co-directed and co-produced . But Maria definitely is really, really good at all the technical aspects, and I was really involved in the kind of visual and performing aspects, getting people to give the best performance they could. And we shot this whole thing in 2 days, which is quite a miracle.
Oh, that's amazing. That must have been really organized.
Yeah, we organized and planned for, you know, several months so that we could, with our budget, squeeze everything in. We didn't have the luxury of shooting for a week because we didn't have that kind of money.
It would have been exhausting anyway, wouldn't it? Shooting for weeks.
No, not at all. No. That's what I live for.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm sex on camera, and being, you know, exploring sexuality with cameras around is the best, I think.
So when have you started documenting on film and video? Is this pretty new?
This is my first porno movie when I was 19 years old.
Okay.
I'm 38 now, so that's 19 years ago.
Okay.
I started documenting my sexuality. In fact, I kept a list of the first 50 lovers, so I started way back.
Well, as you did, you say in the video too that you've had sex with thousands of men and women. And actually, humor was something I wanted to just bring up, because it's just such a wonderful way of getting information across. And it's really funny, but it's not kind of hilarious funny. It's just, there's lots of, I felt myself chuckling a lot, you know, and the words and the phrases that you've got, the sexercises and the sugar shack shake, and it's just so clever and catchy.
Well, I think it helps medicine go down to be able to laugh. And people are nervous about sex. A lot of people are. And to laugh makes it a lot easier to take and to look at.
So working with Maria, then, it sounds like, well, a good arrangement. Somebody who's, you know, got the technical side down. And
wonderful collaboration, yeah. She really helped me to think bigger and, you know, and expand my horizons. Like, you know, things that I would have said, oh, that's too hard to do. Let's not do it. You know, she'd say, let's do it. It'll look great. For example, there's one part where I'm teaching about Kegels, which is squeezing the muscles and vagina.
Yeah, I bet you everybody in the audience was doing it when you were saying that, you know?
Yeah. That's the idea.
Yeah, and you can do it in secret, too. Nobody knows you're doing it.
And so when we're showing these, you know, a woman doing these Kegels and how that looks from the outside, and I, my whole body comes popping out from between the lips.
Because
you were, like, giving birth to myself. And that's actually always the biggest laugh in the whole video. And I remember Maria saying, oh, let's do that. And I said, no, it's going to be too much trouble. It would take too long, you know. She says, no, we're going to do it. So she helps me be more ambitious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about, I think it was, yes, it was Maria who mentioned something about you doing a feature-length film on orgasm.
Yeah, I'm really wanting to explore more about orgasm. It's one of my biggest hobbies, my favorite hobbies. That's my biggest hobby. And I just think there's so many different aspects to orgasm that could be covered visually. You know, the poetic, the spiritual, the physical, the therapeutic, the lack of the political aspects, goes on and on.
Mm-hmm. Into a feature-length film.
Yeah.
Well, have you started that yet? Or?
No, that's our third one. We're starting our second one, which is kind of something like Rocket to the Womb, Get to Know Your Pussy.
Right, okay.
Working title.
Okay, and you're still in the organizing of that one?
Yeah, we're just writing it now.
Isn't it wonderful that you can incorporate your hobby into a money-making venture?
Well, to tell you the truth, I mean, the video, Sluts and Goddesses video, I don't think it will ever make back the money we put into it.
Really?
It's really a labor of love.
Yeah, actually, I guess I meant that more as, can you make a living from what you're doing?
Well, not from that video, no.
No, how about with the teaching and the workshops? Mm.
Well, yeah, you know, it comes in dribbles and drabs here and there. I'm not getting rich, you know, but I do okay. I mean, I get by, but in fact, this video, Sluts and Goddesses video workshop, is really, we think of it as totally non-commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It is available for sale for those that really seek it out, but we don't really care if it sells. We like when it's seen in groups, and that's why we're delighted that the video festival is showing it a few times, because it's really best seen in a group.
Yes, yes.
Not the privacy of your home alone.
Well, I suppose after you've seen it in a group, you can get the copy and kind of go over some of the things. Because there's a lot in there, just some of the phrases. And I was, before I saw the video, and then I was going to talk to Maria, so I thought, I'll just take some notes in there. But of course, it's pitch dark, so I just kind of scribbled a few things, but particularly the names of certain things I wanted to jot down, because they were so funny. But with Maria too, I kind of talked about the money aspect of what women do. You know, where does money come for various projects, and do you have to do some other kind of job off on the side to fund what it is you do? And
I funded my share of the investment by doing performance in Germany.
Oh, really?
I performed in Germany and made pretty good money over there, so I put all my money into this video project.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And where did, where does Monica Troit fit into this?
She's a friend, and I was in a film she did called My Father's Coming.
Mm-hmm. Saw that last year, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm in a new one she just made called Female Misbehavior, which is four shorts, one of which is with Camille Paglia,
mm-hmm.
who I really love.
Mm-hmm.
Controversial thinker.
Yeah. It's playing this weekend.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, in our festival here, so I'm going to go see that this weekend.
Really? In the same festival?
Yeah.
Coming to?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Is she coming up?
No, she's not. She was here last year. For My Father's Coming.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in town for that same festival.
Oh, the Female Trouble's playing. When is that playing?
It's playing Saturday night. Friday night and Saturday night. Oh, no, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. So that should be pretty good.
Yeah, there's also a segment about a female-to-male transsexual, which is really beautiful and really good. I've also made a video on a female-to-male transsexual who would have been my lover, and I'm real supportive of that community. They've been meeting at my house for 4 years, a group of female-to-male transsexuals, and they're wonderful. I love them.
I guess from noticing your name in various places, you just seem to be really busy.
Yeah, well, I have my... Really? Does it seem like... I don't know.
It just seems like it.
Yeah, my house the last 2 months is real busy. I have the Prostitutes of New York meeting there once a month. I also just started a group called Pornographers Promoting Safer Sex,
mm-hmm.
which is great. Not to mention... all the out-of-town visitors. It's called the Sprinkle Salon, my house.
Oh,
and it's quite a salon.
Is it a big place?
No, it's not that big. It's a large one-bedroom apartment, but I have a guest room, and it's versatile. It's a very versatile space. I also do erotic photography, and I shoot a lot for Honor Backs and
mm-hmm.
different kind of hip... underground, not hip, kind of new sex, post-porn modernist sex magazines.
Okay.
So I guess I do feminist porn activism. And so, yeah, things are busy. I'm a little tired right now. It's been a little too busy, maybe.
Yeah.
I could use one extra day to rest.
And when are you off tomorrow? From Montreal. Yeah, can you sleep in, I guess?
Afternoon, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'll sleep in a bit. Actually, it'll be like a little vacation going up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to stay in a hotel and hang out.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go?
Well, there's you're at a press conference on Friday, so yeah, I'm going to be there.
Oh, in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what they tell me. Friday morning at 10 o'clock, you're supposed to be doing this press conference thing. So I'll come over and say hi.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll let you go now so you can get a bit of sleep. And
did you get enough?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
You gonna edit down a bit?
Oh, a bit. But I'm fond of, you know, chatting and not editing too much.
Uh-huh.
So I think that I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
Is there anything else you kinda wanted to add or?
Well, did you want to cover the kind of lesbian aspect of it or anything?
Well, that's an idea, considering this is Dykes on Mics. I'm doing it for you. Thanks for bringing that up. okay, well, what about that aspect?
Okay, well, I guess this is the first project I did on video that was all women. And I guess it's about 5 years ago I fell in love with women, love and lust with women. And I did this one because I wanted to meet more women.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to get to get more into the women, or the lesbian community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to. It was like an official coming into the lesbian world with this video. Although it's funny because we never say it's a lesbian video.
No.
And it could, you know, sneak by as, you know, just an all-woman video, even though there's all lesbian sex in there. But
yeah.
For some reason, it doesn't, it's not like a typical lesbian video somehow.
No, well, I guess maybe because the words, the title, it kind of indicates all women. It's quite inclusive, and then the rest of the blurb reads through, and it's an all-woman cast, and, you know, you put things together, you go watch the video, and it's all-women sex. And, but still, I think there's probably a wide enough scope so that, I don't know, I think probably all sorts of women feel included.
Yeah. Although some people have asked me, well, why did you leave out men? You know, I said, oh, did I forget men? Well, actually, we do, you know, there's some gender play in the video where
mm-hmm.
women dress up as men, and there's one scene with one woman who's really butch, named Trash.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, gender thing is kind of covered there, and
So do you get flack particularly for not having men in there, or is that just...
Yeah, a few men have given me some flack.
Oh, really, eh?
Yeah, they said they didn't like it because there weren't men in it, and they felt left out.
Oh.
So.
There were lots of men in the audience here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
really?
Lots. And initially the first couple of shows were sold out, and a number of us went to see it, and we couldn't get in. So having a look at the lineup, it was full of men.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Usually, it's a lot more women, but I'm not surprised. Men like sex too.
Yeah, and I guess
we had a real small theater. I don't know why they booked it in the really smallest theaters.
I'm not sure either. It should have been in the
really
biggest one, because it's showing a couple more times.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night and Friday night.
Uh-huh.
In a slightly bigger theater on Friday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I think people are getting wind, but I think it's just one of the most provocative titles in the whole program. So there's no doubt that all kinds
of
people.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But that's definitely the hottest title, you know? I think that's partly why people are flocking to it. But it's good. I mean, I kind of mentioned to Maria that my initial reaction when seeing all these guys in the lineup was just, oh, fuck, out of the way, you know?
Yeah.
I can't get in. I want to get in.
Oh.
And, but then she said, well, you know, at the same time, they go in and, they're learning something.
Yeah.
And...
So.
Well, yeah, we got to give them that benefit of the doubt, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, I guess what's so empowering finally is that despite who's in the audience, clearly you are addressing women for the most part. And you mentioned that several times at the beginning and at the end.
Well, I'd rather, you know, I worked with men for a long time. Now I'd rather teach the women, and the women have the women teach the men.
Right.
You know, which works out pretty well, because women are much better sex teachers than men.
Why do you suppose that is?
Well, I think they're more sexually powerful and more... I think, you know, just a lot of reasons there. I don't know, I'm probably too tired to explain.
Okay. Well, why don't we just leave it at that, then? That's a nice statement, you know?
All right.
Okay, well, yeah, you're getting tired.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for calling and for your interest.
Well, thanks for talking to me. Really, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I'll say hi. We'll see you on Friday.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.